And so if the priority is maximum profit, then that governs all decisions, including those involving people and procedures and policies. And it puts in the back seat all other considerations. But if you've got competing with that, a fear and loathing of being disliked and a desperate desire to be liked by all, then you cannot effectively implement the first priority, because they will very often be in conflict. Not always, and not with all people, but they will very often be in conflict. So if you go back to the client side, for example, the way that I do business, and am not accessible and yada yada, pretty much everybody on the call is familiar with that. There are people who don't like that. And there are people who take a personal dislike to me because of that. A few of them sometimes are clients or prospective clients, who the prospective clients don't become clients, the clients become ex-clients. Others are peers, professional regulators, and so some people take a personal dislike because of that. And if that was important to me, if that was affecting my decision-making, then there are times when it would be in direct conflict with the priority of managing myself, my business, my vendors, my employees, singular, and everything else for maximum profit, and in my case, for maximum personal convenience. So I think it gets in a lot of people's way. And again, it's sort of linked to a real misunderstanding of what, you know, business is supposed to be all about. And, you know, if you watch television, that doesn't help, because most TV shows depict business as a social activity with friends.
Like that show, The Office.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that show is about social activity with dysfunctional friends.
Right.
But so one way or the other, it really depicts running a business and working in a business as being mostly about the social activity. And if something actually gets done, it's very rarely shown, and it's sort of a interruption to what's going on. And a lot of people think that's what's supposed to be going on in the real business place. And a lot of owners think that's what's supposed to be going on. See, so they think they're supposed to be, there's a difference between being friendly and being friends. They think they're supposed to be in a social environment all day with a group of friends. And somehow work happens to get done. And that's in direct conflict with the priority of managing for maximum profit. Now, understand, I come from a very clear bias on this, that you ought to be managing for maximum profit or you ought not to be running a business. And if I happen to be a stockholder in a company, if I detect that the top levels are managing for reasons other than optimum profit and optimizing shareholder value, I take my money elsewhere. And so if that's not going to be your priorities, if your priorities are other things, then maybe you should have a church, maybe you should have a club, maybe you should be coaching Little League, maybe you should have a job. But what you shouldn't have is the investment and risk in and the responsibility of running a business, because a business is by definition a thing to create maximum possible profit.
Hey, let's talk about the difference of a good boss and an effective boss.
Well, effective is one who creates maximum profit, and good is subjective. So really, the answer to the question is figuring out how to make it objective, not subjective.